Yeah, and as you say, like, just he seems to bring, he's probably brought three or four teams through in his time at United. And I just, from what I get from the man is that he really believes in young players and he nurtures them and helps them grow. And has doing that has always been a big part of his philosophy. I mean, I suppose back in 95 when it was said you'll win nothing with kids, and he proved that wrong, and he's kind of stuck with that, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, I mean, the guys who you know, who started winning things in 95, 96, 97. I mean, they are, I mean, they were sort of 20, 21, 22 at that point in time. Yeah. But they had all been guys who were lured to United in the first years of the Ferguson regime. And he made such a priority in his early years of transforming the youth side, you know, the whole youth setup. He thought it was completely inadequate when he was there. When he arrived, Manchester City had the best youngsters. They were bringing through people like Andy Hinchcliffe and Paul Lake and David White and all these at that time. And Ferguson thought, this is a disgrace. We're Manchester United and we're losing out not only to Manchester City but to Oldham and all these other clubs in terms of the best youngsters. And he made that a real priority and he appointed good people. Eric Harrison didn't. Wasn't a Ferguson appointment, but he was sort of empowered by Ferguson to just change the whole approach to youth development. And I think I read the other day that he's given something like 86 homegrown players their debut over 25 years, and that's sort of 3.5 per year, and that is just an extraordinary ratio. I mean, some of them will only have played one or two games. I mean, people like, you know, obscure names like Majorana and Brazil that nobody remembers, but to have fielded so many, it's not just the Ryan Giggs, Beckham, that type. It's the number of players that he has produced and United have produced to play league football over the years is it's incredible. I am aware that I'm finishing every answer with phenomenal or incredible, but it really is.
And I suppose over 25 years, you're going to have a number of low points as well. I suppose Champions League final defeat to Barcelona on those two occasions, and Arsenal winning the title at Old Trafford probably be another one. Would his lowest ebb have been that defeat to City a few weeks ago, though?
Well, he said so, didn't he? He said that it was his worst moment in football, and I think probably he's somebody who feels the pain of a defeat as much as anybody, and. You know, in the immediate aftermath of any defeat, he probably feels that that's the lowest moment. But make no mistake, that really did hurt him and hurt a lot of people at United. I mean, it wasn't just the fact that they lost and lost to City. It was a pretty spineless, pitiful capitulation in the end. And he let his players like Rio Ferdinand and Patrice Evra know that afterwards. He was pretty unforgiving in what he said to them in the dressing room, by all accounts. So, you know, I think it's always the way he and his teams respond to defeats. They very rarely go on a losing streak or have a streak of games where they seem to have lost confidence. They have this sort of incredible backlash mechanism almost, and I think it's telling the fact that they've won their games since then.